Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I'm not sure which one I want to do first here. The swatting bomb threats or the VA chief comparing long waits for veteran care to Disneyland. Let's do that one. I do this because I know both are probably pretty big topics on talk shows around the country today, and I'm just trying to zig when the others zag, and I'm not sure which way they're zagging or zigging. Why does zagging sound like a real verb and zigging not? You notice that? Anyway, let's start with the Washington Post, their story. VA chief compares waits for veteran care with Disneyland. They don't measure, and we shouldn't either. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonnell, under pressure to be more transparent about how the VA measures wait times for veteran care on Monday, said the government should be more like Disneyland. Disney doesn't track how long visitors wait in line for attractions at its theme parks to decide if they like their experience, he said. So the VA should not be held to the same standard for medical appointments for veterans. When you go to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line or what's important? He told reporters at a breakfast sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor. What's important is, what's your satisfaction experience? Look, I know that it's easy to say that's the dumbest thing anyone's ever said in public life, and I have made that claim before, but at 10:37 and 14 seconds on May 24th, 2016, I believe at this moment in time, that is the dumbest thing anyone has ever said in public life. Well, nobody cares how long they wait in line as long as they enjoy the ride. Where do you even begin with something so stupid? How long you wait when you need health care is part of the satisfaction experience. And by the way, I think he's wrong about that. One of the reasons we never did Disney World or Disneyland with the kids is the waits. Have people died waiting in the lines at Disneyland? You're sick. You need help. People waiting have died. And that's not part of their satisfaction experience? Ah. The VA secretary said most veterans report being satisfied with their care and argue that the average wait time for veterans seeking VA treatment is only a matter of days. The reaction was quick. Senator Ron Johnson, for many veterans, the wait for care is a matter of life and death. It cannot be compared to a day at Disney World, and Secretary McDonnell ought to know that. We owe our veterans, the finest among us, the best possible treatment and care. When veterans must wait so long for care that they risk dying of neglect, we are failing them. My committee will continue to work so that veterans do not have to suffer from the VA's bureaucratic failures. And then Twitter just exploded. Paul Ryan, John McCain, and others. I've got a few of these. Paul Ryan, this is not make-believe, Mr. Secretary. Veterans have died waiting in those lines. Justin Amish, because veterans aren't waiting for health care at Space Mountain. Representative Greg Walden, really? Vets have died waiting for care at the VA? He should apologize. Representative Patrick Meehan, veterans aren't waiting for medical care at Disney. His point was that the wait is not the ultimate measure of satisfaction, which could be one of the stupidest points ever. Ever. In fact, I would argue when it comes to health care, to steal from a song, waiting is the hardest part. And the longer you wait, the less your satisfactory experience is going to be because you are suffering. The longer you suffer, the less your satisfactory experience is going to be. To Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Another government bureaucrat showing their special kind of stupid. But I guess what we need to look at here is the fact that government health care, which is what the VA is, and is totally run by the government, still doesn't work, even though they're after they're trying to fix it. You still have these weeks. How do they think it's going to get any better if you end up making this or wanting this to be for everybody on top of what, you know, just our veterans? It just highlights how it's not going to work.
You know, and I and others brought that up when these problems first surfaced, but it's a good reminder. Yes. But in its essence, the VA system, healthcare system, is a failed public universal healthcare system. At its essence, that's exactly what it is. And it is a harbinger of what true universal government-provided single-payer healthcare would look like. Paul, thanks a lot for the call. But this notion that... I love this line from Wright Wisconsin's piece on it. Did this make sense in his head before he said it? Hard to believe that it did. Look, I've said some stupid things. I have. I admit that. But for me, it's because I didn't run them through my head. I'm on the air without a net. Carol in Wausau. Carol, go ahead.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to tell you about a young gentleman who's went to the VA, and they told me he had cancer. He has a tumor in his back, and they've been dragging their feet for 3 months and between Madison and the VA here or whatever. And he is now he thinks it's probably too late for him. And I just really think that, when a flag of cancer goes up, and this, guy has served in the military and has had certain things done, and he had some reactions from shots and in the military and everything else. And I really feel bad for him because of the fact that they did not do anything, and he's been calling and calling, and they just dragged their feet.
Thanks a lot for the call. Now, I do recall when we first took this up, there were veterans who called and said, look, I get really good treatment. Others said, well, when I can get in, I get really good treatment. And maybe that's what McDonald was referring to. Yes, I've got numerous reports that the Green Bay VA facility is very good. But, and that might be what he was hanging his hat on. But if there are facilities where long, long waits are a serious issue, I'm sorry, but that is, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? When you can get in is everything when you're hurting. Let's just turn it to dentistry for a moment. Okay, suppose you have an abscess tooth. And if you've never had one of those, boy, if you don't think torture works... Abscess tooth is just one of the most painful things you can endure. If you have to wait a week to get in to see your dentist to get a root canal, I'll tell you what, that wait is going to be part of how you rate your satisfaction with that dentist. Disneyland. Talk about a disconnected, It's 50 shades of what the hell is what it is. By the way, you will notice most of the Twitter storm, most of the criticism is coming from Republicans, which is interesting. Because that's the one thing where Democrats try to have the upper ground is all. We care more about our veterans than those Republicans. Those Republicans, they just go fight and that's the end of that. And then you don't care what happens to them. Sadly, in America, that has been too often true. And it is both sides, quite frankly, responsible. But for McDonald to say, for the VA chief to be so cavalier, so I think... callous as to compare obviously some people with life-threatening conditions to waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland is idiotic. All right, there's one more thing that I want to get. It's beyond idiotic. That I want to get to before the end of the show. So, barring the most brilliant call in the world, we're going to do that in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
The Jerry Bader Show.